Suppose an Unholy Man Went to Heaven by J.C. Ryle. Every man who has his hope in Christ purifies himself. 1 John 3, verse 3. Suppose for a moment that you were allowed to enter heaven without holiness. What would you do there? What possible enjoyment could you feel there? To which of all the saints would you join yourself? And by whose side would you sit? Their pleasures are not your pleasures. Their tastes are not your tastes. Their character, not your character. How could you possibly be happy in heaven if you had not been holy on earth? Now you love the company of the frivolous and careless, the worldly-minded and the covetous, the reveler and the pleasure-seeker, the ungodly and the profane. There will be none such in heaven. Now you think that the people of God are too strict and particular and serious. You rather avoid them. You have no delight in their society. But remember, there will be no other company in heaven. Now you think that praying and scripture reading and hymn singing are dull and melancholy and stupid work. But remember, the inhabitants of heaven rest not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty," and singing the praise of the Lamb. How could an unholy man find pleasure in such an environment as this? An unholy man would feel like a stranger in a land he knew not, a black sheep amid Christ's pure flock. The song of angels and archangels and all the conversation of heaven would be a language he could not understand. The very air would seem an air he could not breathe. I know not what others may think, but to me it does seem clear that heaven would be a miserable place to an unholy man. It cannot be otherwise. People may say, in a vague way, that they hope to go to heaven after they die. But surely, they do not consider what they say. We must be heavenly minded and have heavenly tastes in the present life, or else we shall never find ourselves in heaven in the life to come. Are you holy? I do not ask whether you attend your church regularly, whether you have been baptized, or whether you profess to be a Christian. Are you yourself holy this very day, or are you not? Why do I ask so straightly and press the question so strongly? I do it because the Scripture says, "Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord." It is written. It is not my imagination. It is the Bible. Not my private opinion. It is the Word of God, not of man. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews 12, verse 14. Alas, what searching, sifting words are these! I look at the world and see the greater part of it lying in wickedness. I look at professing Christians and see the vast majority having nothing of Christianity but the mere name. I turn to the Bible, and I hear the Spirit saying, "Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord." Surely it is a text which ought to make us solemnly consider our ways and search our heart. You may say that if you were so holy, you would be unlike other people. I answer, I know it well. It is just what you ought to be. Christ's true servants were always unlike the world around them, a holy nation, a separate people. And you must be so too, if you would be saved. You may say, at this rate, very few will be saved. I answer, I know it well. It is precisely what Jesus told us in his Sermon on the Mount. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leads unto life, and few there are who find it. Few will be saved, because few will take the trouble to seek salvation. Men will not deny themselves the pleasures of sin for a little season. You may say, these are hard sayings. The way is very narrow. I know it is. The Lord Jesus said so 1800 years ago. He always said that men must take up the cross daily, and that they must be ready to cut off hand or foot if they would be his disciples. That religion which costs nothing is worth nothing. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.